this is going to be a home edition, recorded at 1 p.m. on a Wednesday, if that's relevant at all. Welcome. Welcome, dear listeners. I know I can say listeners in the plural form. In fact, it went from 0 to 60. I just checked the stats, and over the last 7 days, there were 60 unique listeners. I'm just excited that that number changed, but I'm also full aware in the world full of bots, and you never know what's real, what's an actual listener, and what's not. And I'm pretty sure most of these people listened, and then a few seconds later, like, oh, that's not what I thought it was. Let me go back to the home screen and select a different podcast. With that said, this is not being negative for myself, not being harsh on myself. This is just, it's okay. I mean, I don't blame them, but I'm going to keep going. Yeah, I'm gonna see if I can get you and I to a higher place. I love that goal. There's nothing wrong with that goal. It's a good goal. It gets, it's a win-win-win. I think it's three wins there, me, you, and society, for trying to be better, for communicating, for loving, for being honest. Nothing wrong with that. So yeah, here we go. Checo's on my lap. He's being beyond adorable. He's too much. I can now see why people love dogs the way they do, which I never really truly understood, to be honest. So yeah, so anyways, you know what? This is going to be the first episode where I go straight into the Stoic rule, because I want to change it up a little bit. I want to do something different. So, and this rule, I actually peeked ahead. I like this rule. So this is a rule that I live by, try to live by, and believe in very firmly. All right, ready? This is rule number 10. Number 10. 10. In German, it's 10. In Pashto, do you know what the number 10 is in Pashto? Lass. Say it with me. Lass. Lass. So, 10, 10, lass. All right, here we go. Don't suffer, imagine troubles. Bam. I'm going to go ahead and drop my phone here. No, I'm kidding. You know, I said, like, you drop your mic, but yeah, you get it. All right, you're smart. Don't suffer, imagine troubles. Don't suffer, imagine troubles. Don't suffer, imagine troubles. What? How big is this? This is probably, I don't want to say, okay, from the 10 rules that I'm looking at right now up to this point, it's up there with focus on what you control and you control how you respond to things, like those two are together. This is up there with that. The other ones don't strike me as powerful as this one. I really like this because I think that almost all suffering really is imagined, because the ultimate truth is that you're conscious, you're alive, and as long as you're alive, as long as you're breathing, there's more right with you than wrong with you. So really, all suffering, I guess, is imagined, but this is everything. Like, learning that what's real and what's not real is just incredible. Like that, like how it's incredible how helpful that will be in your life. How much there's so many things that you don't realize is completely, utterly imagined. The number of times I thought something happened or somebody did something in a certain way, in a malicious way, it turned out to be not that way, it's insane. It's like almost every time. It's just mind-boggling how often that has happened. I wish I had an that's my roommate's phone. I wish I had a specific example. At some point, I think my cousin's going to call me, so I'm going to put him, I'm going to record it while having a discussion with him or talk with him. Sounds weird. While I have, I'm just going to record that phone call because I'm going to integrate into this podcast episode. I don't know if I had to, had to announce that or not. I don't know. I just did. Anyways, don't suffer. Imagine trouble. Well, it's just, well, also this statement, the only thing is like it's telling you don't do this, you know, and that by itself is not helpful. But the part I like is this: imagine troubles. How many things? Okay, let me see. I think you know what that is, right? You know exactly what that is, right? We all we worry about things that are not true. I'm a loser. I'm dumb. I'm unlovable. Those are the biggest ones I can think of. I'm broken. How many of those things are just imagined? Like, it's not there. Like, one thing happened, two things happened, or you got your heart broken at a young age, and you have that demon, you carry that demon with you inside of you, and like it tells you that it has this conclusion about you that you never challenged, that you are a bad person, a dumb person, a, you know, whatever it is, unlovable person, and you never challenged it. And so now you're suffering for something that's not even true. So how many people live in that world? Almost everybody, in some form or another. So challenge your assumptions. You know, one of the Toltec rules is, oh, my roommate just talking at the same time as I am recording this. I hope it doesn't come out too distracting. Maybe I'll pause it and then until she's done, and then I record. Should I? I don't know. Now I feel like Pete Holmes when he's worried that the dogs, neighbor's dogs, might be barking too loud, or his dog is barking too loud. And as a listener, I'm thinking, no, you're good. But he's all worried about it. Imagine troubles. I don't know if you can apply it here, but challenge your assumptions. Also, you don't have to believe every thought that comes to mind. I love that quote. When I first heard it more recently, actually, I heard it more recently. Really love that. They sort of all this goes sort of together. So don't suffer. Imagine troubles. I'm distracted. You know what? I'm going to pause it till she's done. I don't think it affects you guys, but I think I'm distracted. So I'm going to go ahead and pause it here and restart it when she's done. So, yeah.
Oh, there was a podcast you wanted me to watch. Did you end up uploading that one?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, I thought about it. It doesn't matter which one you check out. Check out some of the more recent ones if you want, any of the recent ones. I just uploaded one today, Rule 9. Put yourself up for review. Interrogate yourself. Okay. So I'm going through the 50 Stoicism Rules Ryan Holiday, because they're just like not... I mean, not all of them, but most of them are just like, I feel like spot on when it comes to life. Like so important, so fundamental, so simple that we need to get reminded of these every day. And then some are not that great. I feel like, you know, like rule number 9, you know, I don't know. It's one of those rules where like, I don't know if that's like a game changer, if you will. But the one that I'm recording right now, actually, rule number 10, is one of my favorites. It's don't suffer, imagine troubles. Yeah, so that is like everything. The things that we assume to be true that are not true is nuts. It's nuts. Like, it's just like most, if not all of our problems are just imagined. That's the thing. They're not real. Like, you assume you are not smart. You assume you are broken. You assume you know, or you assume that person said something for that reason. It's like, so you make all these assumptions, and it's all just imagined. It's like, so you assume it, then it's like you create this imagination, and then you suffer. Like, you literally, like...
Yeah, you stress over it.
Yeah, you stress over it. People get sick over it. People waste their energy, time. Their actions are based on this imagined stuff. So all of this is just not even true. The whole thing is, like, not even true. Like, it's just imagined. It's fascinating. It's just, like... Like, it's not, yeah.
That is fascinating, actually.
And it's like, and I was talking to Idris earlier, and I was telling him the reason why we were talking about why it's good to talk to somebody, you know what I mean? A friend or a therapist or whatever it is. It's because we challenge those assumptions, those imagined troubles, you know? Because we're talking about it out loud. Yeah, because when you talk about it out loud, about your thoughts or what you're fearing, you sort of like realize how imagined they might be. And the other person should definitely like, and a good listener is somebody who's good at challenging those imaginations, you know?
Right. I guess that's what a therapist is professional.
Yeah. Oh, it's
challenger of assumptions.
It's green over there already in New Mexico?
Yeah, man. I see that.
Are you on campus right now?
Yeah, it's starting to. The tree's still dead, but it's starting to grow.
Did it rain over there too yesterday?
The flowers were out the last couple of weeks, man. It smelled beautiful on campus.
Okay. Where'd you get to? Campus or home? No, campus.
I just got to campus. Yeah, I just got to campus.
Okay, you have class?
No, I have a group project I've been working on. They've been at it since 10. I woke up at 1. I've been at like 12. Actually, no, like 1. Yeah, like 1:20 or something.
Okay.
So I slept in. So they've been at it, so I'm going to go join them now.
Yeah, go ahead and do your thing. Finish up the semester strong. Exciting times, man. This is such an exciting time. If I told you, like, my biggest accomplishment, if you will, was finishing that degree. It was just it's just such a big deal. It really is. And really enjoy the crap out of it. You earned it, you deserve it. Don't worry about your career right after. You know, everybody goes straight from graduation being happy for one day to like worrying. It's like, oh, you know, will I get a job and et cetera and all that stuff.
Yeah. I'm not too worried. I had a couple opportunities for jobs, thankfully, so I feel pretty good once I get my master's. And I'll be working my master's for another year.
Oh, that's so right. You're going to go for your master's. Nuts.
Yeah, right after.
Wow. Thankfully,
I got a really sick project, so I can... Wow, the
people that could go straight to masters and then maybe even PhD without taking a break, like, to me they're not sane, they're insane. like to me that seems like so insane. Like, I was like, I can't do that.
I was gonna do the summer. I was gonna work through the summer as an internship.
Yeah.
But I do not want to, you know, I'd rather. I got this project here, and my family wanted to go to Hajj. So it ended up working out, but I do not want to just do anything other than rest as much as possible over the summer.
Yeah, that's not a bad call. You know, whatever makes sense, obviously, for you. But okay, I thank you for the call back. So appreciate.
Yeah, there's some things I wanted to tell you that didn't get a chance to tell you. So.
Oh man, tell me real quick.
Call you later.
No, tell me. No, I want to know.
No. It's pretty important, and I wanted to give this due justice, and I won't be able to do it because I got to go meet up.
Oh, man. All right.
I just want to tell you that.
Oh, okay. Just want to tell me that you got to tell me something.
I'll tell you hopefully later today, tomorrow.
All right. Damn it. I'm really curious now. Okay.
Yeah. For sure, man.
Yeah. All right. Call me back.
Okay.
All right, man.
See you, man.
Take care. Bye. All right, there goes that conversation. I always thought, like, people want to listen in on other people's phone conversation or be... like, I don't know. I think there is some intrigue there. I guess, especially if it's... good conversation, or if it's I don't know, could be wrong, maybe not, maybe I am, I don't know, who knows anything, really. All right, well, don't suffer, imagine troubles. I don't like to put it in that way. I would say challenge your thoughts. By challenging your thoughts and your assumptions, that you sort of break the imagination and get back to reality. Reality is you are breathing, you are alive. I'm like scrolling on the computer, so that might be annoying. Might come across annoying on the podcast, but so I'm gonna stop. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, what was I saying? Challenge your thoughts, your assumptions, you break the imagination, and by breaking the imagination, you can live in a truthful place, which is that, oh yeah, there we go. I'm looking at, I got Apple TV up, there's a show called Mental Health and Wellbeing. That's the name of the collection. I wonder what's in it. Do you want me to click on it? Because it's so this topic is literally related to that, very directly. Billie Eilish. Oh, did I ever watch that documentary? The Me You Can't See. Selena Gomez, My Mind and Me. Hiding in Plain Sight. What else? What's Your Ailment? Nothing Compares. Family Therapy. Yeah. So good stuff. Reality is you're breathing, you're conscious. As long as you're breathing, there's more right with you than wrong. Me, for example, my imagination, my imagined troubles is that I feel lonely. I feel alone. I got Checo and he's awesome, but I'm alone. I feel alone in terms of human contact, and I had a family lifestyle for about 7-8 years, so I don't have that anymore. And that's tough. If you're used to family lifestyle and you loved it and it was love based, and then you don't have it anymore, it's like, yeah, you lost something. You have this great sense of loss. And so is that imagined? It's imagined in the sense that my assumption is that I cannot find somebody else and the same thing cannot happen again in the same way or better. That is the imagined part. That's why I suffer. Because if you knew, let me ask you this, let me put it this way. If you knew for sure that next week on Thursday your life would change forever at 3:26 p.m. You would run into somebody that you will spend the rest of your life with, happy and worry-free, let me ask you something. Would you still suffer today? No. It's a quick no. Absolutely not. You shouldn't. It would be weird, because if you know it's going to change and it's just temporary, then you should, like, that would definitely change it for me. It's a game changer. So I guess, finally I used a good analogy or example, for God's sake, on my podcast. I had a hard time coming up with something to explain some of these things, so I feel sort of a little bit proud of myself here. But I hope I can continue doing that. So but that's what I'm trying to say with this imagined troubles. You know, in my imagination, I assume nothing can happen from now till I die. You know, and then that's why I suffer. So live in reality, don't suffer, imagine troubles. I'm actually relatively good at that, I guess, relative to my old self. My old self would be 10 times worse when it comes to this particular topic. I would have suffered a lot more in imagination. I think I'm a lot better now because I'm a lot more aware than I ever was before, and that sort of helps. Like, okay, I'm feeling lonely, I'm feeling whatever, a little down and this and that, and I feel broken. But I also know that it goes back to another thing I've touched on in the past. You also have to remember that you control the most important things in this world. You control your honesty, you control your love levels, you control and that's like, as long as you're in control of that, you can laugh or you can make jokes or you can create comedy or you can laugh, you can love somebody, you can move, you know, hopefully you can move, meaning you can like get your body up and go somewhere, you're not tied down. So if you have those things, he got scared. He looks tired. He was taking a nap, and then accidentally woke him. I guess I'm done talking about this topic, this rule, particular rule. So, maybe I'll just stop here. I want to get through all 50. I saw a post, Instagram post, and you go through the slides, the post from the left to right, and then at the end it says, congratulations for finishing this, check out this list of, I don't know what it was some quotes or something, a set of quotes, only 1% of people, whatever, finish what they start. And that sort of stuck with me. And then that reminded me of, because I'm doing this podcast, or this series, I should say, on the 50 rules of Stoicism. I sort of remember, like, let me get through them. Let me do all of them. And at least, if nothing else, I finish what I start. It's this one, and there's another video series on YouTube, a technical one that I need to finish. That one I'm 60% done, I think. So I need to finish that up, 40% left. That one's also like sort of like the 50 rules. It's like a lot of chapters of a book that I'm going over. And so I gotta do that. I should probably work on that today. So yeah, finish what you start. That's a sight lesson. I wonder if that's one of the 50 rules of Stoicism. Anyways, I hope you're doing great. Thank you for the 60 unique listeners that listen to my podcast over the last 7 days. I know 99% of them didn't stay on longer than a few seconds, but nonetheless, it's something I'm happy about. The numbers have changed, fluctuated, so thank you very much. So all right, with that said, peace out. And I'm not gonna say something corny like sending love your way, because I don't like corny stuff. I'm just going to say, I love you. I do. That's not corny. You're like, damn, that's the corniest shit you can come up with. I really do love you guys. It's incredible that you would listen to this. Like a tremendous amount of love for you. So thank you. And let's keep going. Let's get out of this this confusing dark place and get to that higher ground. So I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes the light comes on and then goes off again, but I'm getting there. So are you. All right. Stay tuned for the next episode of What Would Will Smith Do. Now enjoy the outro. Bye.